Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, grab my fucking titties while you fuck up into me. Yeah, yeah, you like that? You like watching my ass ripple on your fucking cock? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Spread that pussy open. Oh, spread it open and fucking hard. Oh, don't you fucking stop. Don't you fucking stop fucking me. Oh, shit. Oh, reach around and rub my clit while I ride your big fucking cock. That's it. Fuck. Fuck me. Oh, fuck, baby. You want me down on all fours? You want to fuck me from behind? Yeah, do it. Do it. Put your hard cock in my wet pussy. Oh, fuck, yes. Baby, fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. Fuck me hard and slap my ass. Oh, yeah. Fucking spank me. Spank me like the naughty bitch I am. Keep pounding my pussy. Keep pounding my pussy until you fucking come. Fuck my tight, wet cunt. Loves your fat, throbbing cock so much. Fuck it. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard and come all over my fat fucking ass. Oh, God. Oh, God. Do it. Do it. Fuck my cunt and come all over my ass. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, such a big load on my big ass. Oh, thank you, baby.
And cut.
I need a towel. Oh, thank you, sweetie. Jesus, dude. What do you eat? Feels like you came half a gallon on me. And it's running down my ass crack. Look away. Look away! Yes, I'm aware we just had very loud sex in front of several people. Not to mention the thousands of people who watch it online. But, I don't know. There's a way to maintain pride and dignity while you're fucking. I like to think I portray a certain regal quality getting railed in reverse cowgirl. But there's no way to be dignified wiping jizz out of your ass crack. Have we ever done that before? Yes, genius, I know we fucked before. But have we ever done a scene like that before? Frustrated housewife and hunky new neighbor? It felt new. Sister's best friend, brother's best friend, husband's boss, Nympho X. We were step-siblings like 3 weeks ago. That was weird. Fuck, I have sucked so many of my stepbrothers and stepfather's cocks in the past year. When did that happen? Are there just armies of men out there who want to fuck their stepfamilies? Wouldn't know. My mom and dad are still married. Yeah, they know. Dude, do you seriously want to have the parents' conversation while I still have cum residue on my back? No, it's okay. I don't mind. Time and place, you know. Anyway, I got shit to do, so I gotta go turn back into a person. So listen, that was a great scene. It was great to see you. Can't wait till I play your slutty professor or something. Bye. Basil, Basil. No, Basil. They're always out of one fresh herb, and it's always whichever one I need. Oh, sorry. Hey! Long time no see. Yeah, this is what I look like in clothes. You know what I mean. Pants of a reasonable length, and a top that shows a normal amount of cleavage. Thank you. What are you doing here? Yeah, me too. Just getting stuff for dinner. I mean, I was gonna make like a pasta with red sauce thing, but they're out of fresh basil. So I don't know. Kind of in limbo. You have a basil plant at home? That's cool. Didn't take you for... You want to bring me some? Okay. Wow. Thanks. You really don't have to. I mean, I can just use dried basil or make something else. Okay, okay. If you insist, I'll text you the address. Cool. Thanks again. I'll see you later. Bye. Hi, come on in. Oh, yeah, you're good to park there. Come in. You're just in time. The sauce is just simmering. What? Oh, I don't care. Shoes on, off, whatever. Thank you. Now, kitchen twine. Where did I put there? Did you have any trouble finding the place? Good. Some people have told me that the GPS sent them, like, two streets over. Thanks. I wish I could take credit, but for the most part, the house was already this beautiful when I got it. Yeah, well, they don't tell you in school, but porn pays. I guess that's true. Porn is like sports for women. The good ones, if I can call myself that. Thank you. The good ones can have long careers and get famous and make a lot of money. But most girls I've met in the industry wash out after, like, 6 or 8 scenes and then become dental hygienists. Yeah, man. When was the last time you had a dental hygienist who wasn't hot? It's a job for models, actresses, and poor girls who didn't make it. Well... I've been in the business for 9 years? Yeah, 9 years. People are still watching, and obviously the OnlyFans stuff has... You get it. All that cock and pussy got me a kitchen with a double oven. Wait, where are you going? I know you brought the basil, but who said you had to leave? I thought... Well, I guess we didn't talk about it, but I guess I thought we were having dinner. Yeah, at least I can do. You like pasta, right? Am I keeping you from something else you have to do? Then come on, stay. Save me from a week of leftovers, please, I beg. Cool. I was gonna pour a glass of wine. You want one? Oh, you don't drink. Right. I have some coffee or tea. I think there's some Gatorade in the fridge. Water. Coming right up. Here you go. Dinner will take a while, so let's go to the couch. This way. So, my feet are on the ground. I'm bent over backwards. Drew's dick is ramming in and out of my mouth. Jesse's going to town on my cooch, and all I can think about is, will I have time to stop at the library on the way to my eye appointment, or will I have to wait until tomorrow? After the scene was over, I knew I needed to take some time off. No, I wasn't sick of porn. I just wasn't really psyched about it. Every job becomes a job, you know? I wasn't giving it my all. I was faking every orgasm. And I wasn't even trying hard to fake them. I needed to step back and recharge. No, at first I just stayed home for a week. A week of reading, watching movies, DoorDash, you know. I didn't do anything, I didn't have anything asked of me, nothing. Then I got bored and went to the spa for a bit. One afternoon, I got a massage from this very hot man. And I got confused because he was just working out my muscle tension and not fucking me senseless over the edge of the table. Yeah. That's when I knew it was time to go back to work. I love what I do, but I needed to be horny for real and not just because a director told me to be. And just to be clear, I did slip that masseur my number, and we fucked on this very couch the next night. No, not that often. Obviously, hookups can be fun, but when you do it for work, it's a little... I don't know. I have a friend who's a chef. You know that Italian place right across from the studio? Yeah, my friend is the chef there, and she told me that most chefs don't do a lot of home cooking. Yeah, they get home at like 11 p.m., they're tired, they've been cooking all day, and the last thing they want to do is make dinner. So they just make a PB&J with a bag of Doritos. I guess what I'm saying is I'll spend like 8 hours on set, getting hair and makeup done, taking pictures, waiting around for lighting, and then fucking in crazy positions. It's a lot of work, and it's all to make some crazy sex happen. So, do I really want to go home, shower, do my hair and makeup again, and go to a bar to pick somebody else up and have... Well, let's face it. Probably much less memorable sex than I just had at work. Usually no. So I settle for the PB&J version. If I'm horny after work, I just grab a toy and watch some hentai. You know what? No, I wasn't for a long time, but now it's all I can do. I can't watch actual porn anymore. I know everybody. Seriously, I tried to watch one of Allison's videos a while back, and all I could think about was the time I met her son. Yeah, he's like 4 or 5. Cute kid. And I love Allison. And I'm glad she's in the business, and I will still fuck her anytime. But, I don't know. Too much context, I guess. What about you? Do you do a lot of hooking up off camera? No? Same reason, or... Shy? You're shy. No, I know it's different, but it's just hard to marry shy to slap my ass and then came on it like 4 hours ago. I'll tell you this. I have plenty of off-camera sex when I'm in a relationship. Oh, absolutely. It's so different. When I'm single, it's like I'm getting mine while I'm at work and I don't need to work for it on the side. I date, but I don't hook up, right? But when I get a partner, I guess I just feel like there's a score being kept, I guess. No, if it's anyone, it's me. I guess I feel weird if I love somebody and I'm fucking other people more than them. That, sex is my love language. Definitely. I am the worst gift giver. I mean, I gave my last girlfriend an Amazon gift card for Valentine's Day. But I also made her come 4 times before we left the bathtub, so yeah. She still broke up with me, but it took several rounds of breakup sex before she finally left. What do I like better? Between what? Oh, yeah. It's not really about better or worse, right? Like, would you rather eat a gorgeous plate of prime rib from the best steakhouse in the country? Or would you rather eat a delicious bowl of stew at home with the person you love? It can be so fun to, I don't know, get fucked wheelbarrow style on a hotel balcony by Tony or Kyle, or you. But I wouldn't say it's better than coming home and sharing a nice meal and watching a movie and going upstairs to, fucking hell, make love. Set your own pace, no lights and cameras, no boom operator eating a snack in the background. Actually getting to fuck on a bed instead of a marble counter or a treehouse. Yeah, Jack and I had to fuck in a treehouse last month. I think I was the babysitter or something. I think it was in the producer's mom's backyard, so it's just left over from his childhood. We weren't defiling some kid's sacred space. Very rickety. Yeah, definitely not up to code. I will not be doing that again. Anyway, yeah, there are pros and cons. Wait, what? What do you mean you don't like having sex in your bed? That's why people have beds. Sleep? Never heard of it. Okay, okay. If not a bed, then where? Couch. You prefer having sex on a couch. Explain. Okay. You know you can change your sheets, right? No, dude, you need to have two sets of sheets. So if you need to wash one set, you have another one ready. Yeah, I promise, it's normal. What, do you also have just one cup, one plate, one pair of pants? It's not that I object to couch sex. It's why I bought a vinyl couch. Easier to wipe down afterward. But better than bed sex? Nope. No chance. What? What's that look? Nothing, huh? Guess you are shy. Oh, nothing. Hey, wasn't our first scene together on a couch? Yeah, I think I was the slutty new girl in the office, no? Oh, yeah. You were the hot new guy, and I was the slutty receptionist welcoming you to the company. That's right. And Jackie was your uptight girlfriend. Yeah, she's an amazing makeup artist, but she's the worst actress I've ever seen. Didn't you spill something on my blouse and... No? What was it then? Wow. You really remember that day, huh? Wait, what? You never told me that was your first scene. I can't believe I took your P card. No, I don't mean V card. Wait, I didn't. That wasn't your first time having sex, right? Oh, thank fuck. That would be too weird. But yeah, I took your P card. Your first porno scene. I had no idea. Well, you know, it didn't feel like a first time. Yeah, man. It's no secret. You got game. I wasn't faking anything earlier. I played up for the cameras, but yeah, I was getting off for real. Back then and today. Oh my god, you're blushing. Oh, you're so sweet. You crossed your legs a little fast there. Okay, you know what? I'm doing the math in my head, and here's what I think. You made an excuse to come to my house. You remember every detail of the day we first met and first, you know, other stuff. You made a big point of how much you like having sex on couches. And wouldn't you know it, a couch is exactly what we're sitting on. You fucked my brains out like 5 hours ago, and you're dropping hints. But whenever I drop them back, you blush and back off. Which makes me think... What am I doing? I'm straddling your lap. Keep up. It makes me think that maybe, just maybe, you have a little crush, huh? a little crushy crush? Yeah? Wouldn't be the first time. Kind of hard not to mix business with pleasure when your business is pleasure. So I've had to let guys down easy before. I'm not saying who, but there was one guy that I had to ask to stop sending me flowers after every scene. Well, see, here's the thing. Me too. Yeah. You're really cute. And really sweet. And you have a basil plant. And you make me come like a tornado. So, yeah. I don't have a long no list. It's just the flower guy and one girl who, it doesn't matter. Just hygiene issue. Point is, I like fucking just about anybody while the camera's rolling. But you're special. Yeah. So passionate and so real and I'm too fucking horny. Just look, you like me, right? Yeah, I know I sound like a kindergartner, but we fucked for like the 29th time today. So I don't know how else to say it. We're doing this backwards. So, yeah. Good, I like you too. So, Look, I think we should take it slow, yeah? Like, we've already had sex. I mean, we've had a lot of very good sex at work, so maybe it's best if we just let ourselves get to know each other without sex for a while. Oh, not that long. 6 or 8 months, maybe a year? Oh my god, your face! Oh, dude, fuck no. I already told you. Nothing turns me on more than romance. Besides, how would that work? We just fuck other people for a year. I mean, it's not like we're gonna quit our jobs. Get those fucking boxers off. I never get tired of seeing this cock. It's long and thick. And hard as glass. But it's not freakish, you know. Some of the guys they put me with. Oh, what? Don't like hearing about the other guys' cocks? Are you scared? Are you scared the big monster cocks are gonna come in here and... I don't know. I don't know how that joke ends. Dude, you spit-roasted me with Ryan like 3 months ago. You saw what he's packing? It was like trying to fit a dachshund in my cunt. That's why I love your cock. It's big, but just big. Right on the border between porn dick and boyfriend dick. Before you fuck me, I get excited. Before Ryan, I have to say a prayer and update my emergency contact info. Now, can you stop pretending to be insecure and let me suck your cock already? Outstanding. Play with my hair. No. No, don't pull it. Just run your fingers through it and caress my neck. Thank you. Stand up. I want you to lay me down and fuck me now. No, forget that. It's not a scene. You can eat me out another time. I just need to be filled up. Whoa. Oh, fuck. Don't tease me, please. Please just fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, fuck me. All the way. All the way in, motherfucker. Oh, trying to make me beg. In my own house? Who do you think you are? Boyfriend. What the fuck? Dude, boyfriend dick is... fuck. It's just an expression. It means... Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck you, fine. Oh, you're my boyfriend. Oh, you can be my boyfriend if you're gonna do that to me. Okay, slow down a little. Oh, nice and easy. Look at my eyes. Oh God, you have beautiful eyes. Oh, go deep and hard. Oh, and slow. Fuck. Feel the warmth of my body. My heart beating with yours. Good. A little faster now. We're gonna build up. We're gonna build up, and you're gonna make me come so hard. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard for you, baby. Oh, that's it. A little faster now. Fuck me deep and hard. Yes, keep going. Keep looking in my eyes while I rub my clit and take your cock deep in my pussy. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Here. Here I come. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ooh, nicely done. And I note with admiration that you didn't come, correct? True. I didn't tell you to come. You didn't exactly need my... Doesn't matter. I'm definitely up for more, but, I think I've had my fill of couch. Yeah, we did it your way. Now it's time to do it the civilized way. Bedroom is upstairs. Second door on the left. I'm gonna go stir the sauce, and I'll meet you up there. Oh, cool. Just thought you'd make yourself right at home and jerk off on my bed, huh? Real nice. You're too easy, dude. Please, go on. I'm serious. I like watching. Stroke it for me. I love watching a sexy man jerk off for me. It's so underrated. I wish there was more good solo male porn. Hey, have you ever filmed? You have? I'll have to look that up sometime. Keep going. Fuck, that's hot. Go a little faster. Like that. Do you like to jerk your cock while you watch me rub my pussy? Yeah? Yeah, you like to stroke yourself while I play with my clit? I'm gonna ride this fucking cock until you come deep in my cunt. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, don't. I'm riding you. You're not fucking me. Just lie back and find something for your hands to do. Good choice. I love the way you play with my tits. I bounce on your cock. Oh, fuck yeah. Pinch him harder. Yes. You like the way I fuck you? Oh, you like the way I squat up and down on your long, fat, hard cock? Oh, you like the way my titties bounce? Yeah? Well, too bad. So, I love you playing with my fuck my nipples, but can you play with my hair again? Yeah, just run your hands through it and I'll keep grinding on you and oh, that's fuck. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah, baby. Come for me. Come deep in my wet pussy. Keep fucking me until you come. That's it. Come, baby. Come. Fuck, that was incredible. Yeah, man. I mean, you were great this afternoon, but this? Whole new fucking level. Best fuck I've had since, I don't even know. Elite tier for sure. Thank you. I can't wait to do it again. Dinner should be ready soon, but can you just hold me for a minute? Thank you. I feel safe like this. Sure, ask away. No, I don't mind. I guess I know what people say about me when they watch me. They like my tits, and my ass, and my tattoos, and my filthy mouth. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that they like those things. And I like those things too. But I really love my hair. It's always been the thing that makes me feel the most beautiful. So I don't know. I guess someone playing with my hair really makes me feel admired, desired, cared for. I don't know how to say it exactly. But I'm like an online semi-celebrity for being a sex object. And that's great. But in here, with no cameras, it's nice to feel like a little more than that. Does that make sense? Thank you. Okay. You hungry? Good. Go find your pants. No, we're not eating fucking naked. Go.